This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
On the phone line to give us today's morning munch. He's been here with us all week, and he's joining us again this morning. Tim Ribera from Ohio Living. Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for being here with us all week and getting up early to share the word of God. So I'll pass it to you to go ahead and share what God's placed on your heart this morning.
All right. Appreciate that, Kayla. Yeah, so my life scripture I want to share this morning. This is my life scripture, not because I live it well, but it's the scripture that I need to remind myself of, like, every day. So I actually wear a bracelet that says the word trust on it. And so Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord in all your ways, or you might be familiar with the translation that says with all your heart. Depend not on your own understanding. That's the part that I really need to hear, like, daily, like, multiple times a day. That's when I keep looking, you know, I knock my bracelet into something and I look at it and it says trust. And I'm like, all right. Because here's the thing. He'll direct your path when you acknowledge him in all your ways. So the scripture goes on, but in all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path or make your path straight. I like that version too, because I think people have this idea that, you know, we're leading our own life. We're planning our path. We're planning our journey. And, you know, to some extent, that's true. I mean, we can't, like, not do any planning. I've known people that, like, take this whole, like, trusting in God thing to the whole extreme. And they're like, oh, man, you know, I remember one of my friends, I was like, hey, so you signed up for college classes. Cool. When does college start? He's like, tomorrow. The only problem is I couldn't buy my books. I don't have enough money. I'm like, well, what are you going to do? He's like, well, I'm just trusting the Lord, man. I'm like, well, like, the books aren't going to fall in your lap. Like, you got to, like, make a plan. Come on, you know, why don't you borrow some money or, you know, call up your dad or, I mean, so we make plans, but ultimately God's promises is he's going to direct us, right? A man makes plans, but it's the Lord who orders our steps. And so the key is here, though, is that, like I said, that not depending on your own understanding. And that's where I get caught up, because I try to figure things out. I'm like a overanalyzer to the point where it drives everybody crazy. My wife goes nuts. It's like paralysis of analysis. I get to a place where I've analyzed something to death, and then I'm like lost in it because I try to figure it out. How can you figure God out? Like, you can't. How can you figure out something that's way bigger than you and way beyond your comprehension? You know, his ways are so much greater than our ways. But the thing he's doing in us, Kayla, is to allow us to learn, sometimes slower than others, to depend on him, to trust in him, because he's leading us and guiding us, and he's making our path straight. He's putting us back on the path. Now, he works all things out for good for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. So there's failures, mistakes, things that we've blown it on when we miss it. And he's faithful yet to put us back on the path. And so it doesn't change his love. It doesn't change the reality that we belong to him and that he's guiding us and leading us. But when we have pitfalls and mistakes and failures and we go down the wrong path so many times, I mean, none of us have a straight, narrow path. You know, we all swerve in and out of this path. God is faithful. He's right there to put us back on that path. And so our job, right, is to trust in him, trust in the person of God, you know, the person of Jesus, the idea that God is for us. He's not against us. And we trust in that, in his goodness. And if we acknowledge him and we keep trusting his promise, is that he's going to continue to guide us through all of that, through thick and thin. So that's what he's doing in us, is allowing us to learn that he is faithful, even when we blow it, even when we miss the mark, and we belong to him regardless. And so stop trying to figure it out. Just trust. It's more in the heart than it is in the head. And like I said, that's why it's my life scripture, because each and every day I try to figure things out for plan and analyze. But ultimately, God wants my heart. He doesn't really want my head. He doesn't need my head knowledge. He wants me to trust him with all my heart.
That's a good word. Thank you so much for sharing that. And would you mind praying for our listeners?
No, not at all. Lord, we thank you that, God, we do belong to you. God, you have called us your own children. And you've adopted us into your family, God, through faith. And so, God, I pray that we would learn to just rest in that and trust in that. There's a lot of striving that I feel like I know I do in trying to figure things out and trying to depend on my own understanding or depend on my own willpower. But, God, we can depend on you because you're faithful. And so, God, I hope that we all can understand and depend on you just a little more this morning when we hear and this truth and this reality sinks in, God, that we can trust you because you are so trustworthy. So we ask all that in Christ our Lord's name. Amen.
Amen. We're talking with Tim Rivera, giving us this morning munch all week, and you're with Ohio Living, so why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do with Ohio Living?
Yeah, so speaking of trust, Ohio Living has been trusting, or has been helping, rather, family members that have entrusted us with their loved ones to care for them for 99 years. We're actually celebrating our 100th year next year. 2022 will be our 100th year caring for people, and specifically a division that I work most with is our hospice division. A lot of what I do, honestly, Kayla, is helping bring awareness. A lot of people have misnomers about hospice. They think it's a place is a big one, like, oh, you went to hospice, you know, and that's when you die in a couple of days. And that's the second thing that people think of is that hospice is like, you know, imminent death, you know, it's cancer and you've got 3 weeks to live or something. Or the other misnomer is a lot of people think hospice is, you know, a brand. It's like hospice is worldwide and it's the brand, and so you either work for hospice or you don't work for hospice, whereas hospice is actually just a philosophy of care. Just in Northwest Ohio alone, there's nearly a dozen different hospice organizations. Now, Ohio Living is the only faith-based, Christ-centered hospice organization, and so my job as a spiritual care coordinator is really just to ensure that all of our patients we serve, and not all of them, you know, our believers or Christians, we serve all people with all different faiths and expressions, but it's to let them know that they matter, to look them in the eye and say that they're valued. And regardless of whether they believe it or not, I tell them, you know, I believe that God loves you and is watching out for you and cares for you so much that he wants you to know that he's there for you when you need him. And so it's an honor. It's a privilege to be there in such a vulnerable time.
Awesome. And like, how can people find out more about Ohio Living?
Yeah. So like I said, it's interesting. A lot of people think it's, you know, cancer only terminal diagnosis. There's a lot of conditions that people are in that are actually qualified for hospice, but they're not terminal in the sense of, you know, you've got 3 months for cancer. And so a lot of people qualify for help and they don't even know it when they're sick and tired of being in and out of the hospital and they do have a chronic or deteriorating terminal illness condition, they can just call and we can do an informational visit or an evaluation, no strings attached. It's a fully covered Medicare benefit, you know, hospice. So a lot of people, just there's so many people that have the help that could be there, that could be available to have medical care right there in your own home, and yet they just don't know about it. So 419-865-1499. Is our Northwest Ohio office number here in Toledo, and it's the best way to find out more information.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And if somebody wants to get involved and, like, help out with Ohio Living, like, what are some ways people can help you guys?
Yeah, so we do have a lot of volunteers that help. A lot of it's companionship. I mean, there's a lot of volunteering that's done in the background. So there's, you know, it's a big program. There's lots of people that we serve. Nearly 400 people just in this last year alone that were on our services and we cared for in their journey. And so there's a lot of different opportunities to serve in those capacities. But really one of the things that's the greatest need is just companionship, someone to sit with patients and caregivers and families and presence in a time like this is powerful, just to be present. And so we actually have a guy that's joined our volunteer team that heard about us through Guest FM. And
he
heard on the radio and said, yeah, he said, this is something that I really feel like God is preparing in me and prepared me for in my own personal experiences. And I'd love to give back and help out. And so he's volunteering with us right now. So, they can call us. And same number, 419-865-1499, and find out ways to jump in the team.